بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المنافقين في الدرك الأسفل من النار ولن تجد لهم نصيرا إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا واعتصموا بالله وأخلصوا دينهم لله فأولئك مع المؤمنين وسوف يؤتي الله المؤمنين أجرا عظيما. ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم وكان الله شاكرا عليما. الحمد لله. We heard in tonight's Tarawih the fifth juz. We started from the last quarter of the fourth juz, and that is Surah An-Nisa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so compassionate, so loving, so caring. Allah does not exclude the woman. We find pre-Islam, a woman was not given any value whatsoever. If you read the tafsir kitabs, and you will understand how poorly a woman was treated. She had no izzat whatsoever. Islam came and Islam gave her her rights. You won't find any surah in the Quran known as Surah Al-Rijal, chapter of men. Surah Al-Nisa, Nisa means woman. Unfortunately, because we don't have complete understanding of Quran, the Sunnah, we become influenced by Western ideologies and thinking, and then we begin to find faults ourselves regarding our deen. Now, there's so many verses that one could discuss, but just a few verses that come to mind. Right in the end, where Surah An-Nisa is not complete, we should finish it tomorrow, inshallah, in the first, almost the first quarter of the sixth para. But the verses that I read now, Allah talks about the munafiqeen even before that, that they are neither here nor there. And right in the beginning of Surah Baqarah, 13 verses Allah speaks about the munafiqeen and their traits, their characteristics, their evil. May Allah protect us from nifaq. And here in this particular verse, innal munafiqeena fi darkil asfali minan nar. In Jahannam, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, will be at the lowest stage, right at the bottom of Jahannam. Even below the disbeliever. The word darkun in Arabic is opposite to daraja. You won't find when Allah talks about the believers and their ranks in Jannat, darajat in Allah will say. Darajat. Darajat, stages, you're going higher and higher. And darakat, you're going lower and lower. So Allah talks about the munafiqeen, that they will be the lowest in Jahannam. And then the final verse in the fifth juz, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ أَمَنْتُمْ. How will Allah gain in punishing you if you bring iman in Allah, complete iman, true iman, and you make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Two things. Allah wants us to bring iman in Him, and we must make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do this, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ. How will Allah gain? What will Allah do in punishing you for no reason? What Allah wants us from us? Iman, complete iman. And making shukr by means of our tongues, our heart, and our limbs. Our limbs must do those things that will please Allah, which is in conformance with the Sharia. So Surah An-Nisa, various aspects have been discussed in Surah An-Nisa. Especially pertaining to the women folk. Injunctions, ayat, verses, and topics discussing how one should treat his near ones, family relationships, your wives, how you should treat your wife. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. This command is given to the men folk. And treat your wives bil ma'roof, in a kind way. Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say, it is as though Allah is interceding on behalf of the woman. Oh men, please look after your wives. So again, this wrong myth or this myth or this wrong belief and ideology that women feel that they have not got rights, ma'adallah. Islam is a religion that gives you your full rights. Islam is full of justice. The words of Allah is absolutely true and perfect. Today, two verses. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Another verse. If this Quran had to come from somebody else, لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ إِخْتَلَافًا كَثِيرًا. If anybody else had to produce a Quran, you'll find dispute and you'll find things which are contrary to one to the other. But in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this Quran so perfect. Allah's word is absolutely true. Allah created us. But if you go to a doctor and he prescribes some medication, he tells you take it 3 times a day, 2 tablets, 3 times a day, whatever he tells you, whatever the dosage is, now you begin to question the doctor. So why are you giving me, why must I take it before meals and not after meals? Why must I take it after meals? It's antibiotic and why twice? And you start fighting and disputing with him? No. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ahkamul hakimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hakim, all wise. All our brains put together, the whole world, all the geniuses of this world. Our knowledge can never, ever, ever be compared to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah created us. What He has put in the Quran, it is hidayat and guidance for us. His words are perfect. Allah will never give us some command that is going to mislead us or cause us any harm whatsoever. In every command of Allah, there is only benefit for us in this world and the hereafter. Again, we don't understand. And we begin to make objections, and very common, especially now, may Allah protect us, may Allah forgive us. Many a youngster, because he googles, he searches, and then he reads something, and he becomes influenced so easily, that then he actually begins to have shak and doubt in Quran and Sharia. I mentioned in one of the majlises, 2 things are very, very detrimental. Shahwat, this evil, lust, passions that we have, and shubuhat, doubts in Sharia. And therefore we need to eradicate or remove this from our lives. You'll find in inheritance today, many huffaz, very scared to read this part, but alhamdulillah, huffaz read very well. Yusikum Allahu fi awladikum. Allah fixes, Allah has fixed shares as far as inheritance is concerned. Father will get that much, mother get that much, the wives get that much, the sons get that much. Everything has been mentioned. The daughter gets so much. These are not any mufti in the world. He just made his own shares and he put it there. Or in some alim or some imam, he said, okay, the daughter, the girl must get less than the boy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is best for us. He has got wisdom. He knows why he has put a certain share for a certain person. And then we begin to find objections. It's a myth that a woman is not given a good share in Islam. Ma'adallah, you look at the shares that Allah has given. Yes, there's a reason why in certain instances the son gets double than the daughter. لِذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ. In fact, if you read the laws, the masail in Mirath and Faraid, you will find that there are occasions, and I can't discuss all this now, you won't even understand it. There are certain instances where the female and the male get equal. In most cases, the male will get more than the female. But there are instances where the female gets equal to the male, and there are also some instances where the female gets and the male doesn't get. Now that you go to the Mufti Sahab and we show you different masail and cases, how the male gets less and how the female gets more. There is a hikmat, there is a purpose why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, why Allah has given this male double than the female. Now this is not Allah ta'ala, ma'azallah, is unjust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly the wisdom of Allah you and I cannot comprehend. Generally, the male, he bears the financial burden of the family. Now, if in any person's family or any case, if a female is being deprived deliberately by the male, then that is his wrong. That's got nothing to do with the Shariat. That's his wrong, and he will pay severely for it. I've mentioned many times that this is an amanat in our hands. And you have to pay your sisters their due. You have to give the females their due. In many cases, families, the sons have usurped the properties. They've given the sisters a very small, meager share, which is not the correct share. They will be severely dealt with in the akhirat. In fact, after mentioning the verses of inheritance, Allah says, وَمَن يَتَعَدْ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ. Whoever goes beyond this limitation of Allah Ta'ala, وَمَن يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدْ حُدُودَهُ يُدْخِلُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Whoever disobeys Allah and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he feels, no, you know, I've been working and my sister, she hasn't been working, why must give her, deprive her? No, she gets her share. Ulama have written so many books that how a male, how important it is when they're winding up the estate to make sure that the females get the share. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that the male, so a male doesn't only have to look after his wife, no. He's got a mother also. He's got a wife. He's got sisters. He's got children. He's got so many, as to say, mouths to feed. Female, this is not the case. There may be one or two cases where she has to also fend for the family. But in majority, what is it? The financial obligation is on the man. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him double. Why? Because he has to give, feed his sister, his siblings or his children, his mother, maybe his grandparents and his wife. Therefore, the obligation is more upon him. Any person, if he's financially well equipped, then his responsibility in discharging his responsibility becomes easy for him. It becomes lighter for him. So if the woman had to be given double, for example, brother and sister, now you're giving the brother less, giving him 50,000 and you're giving her 100,000, she's got no financial obligation. She doesn't have to pay the rent. She's not going to pay for the groceries, nothing. She's got 100,000 to buy her cosmetics and her jewelry and her clothing, mashallah. And he's got 50,000. Now he has to feed so many people. He has to look after so many people. It becomes difficult. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, even mahar. Who pays the mahar? The wife or the man? In the nikah, what do we say? By mahar, have you given her the mahar? Have you given the wakil the mahar? How much mahar? The man has to give the mahar, not the female. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, this is his wisdom, that generally the financial obligation is on who? On the male. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this burden upon him and then given him a double share in most of the cases in the inheritance. But Allah has not deprived the woman. No. In fact, we're going to digress. Now please, we're not going to go into masail. Fiqh masail, you're going to ask the mufti, sit with them. I'm just mentioning a point to you. In your lifetime, this is when the person has passed on, then the inheritance is, the estate is wounded, and the heirs get their share. But during the lifetime, if the father decides, I want to give everything to my children, then there he has to give equal to the son and daughter. In your lifetime, you can't give the son double, no. Your lifetime, you give equal. And that's another masala. Here we're talking about on the demise of a person. I'll show you one more example. A person passes away, female. She's got a husband. She's got father and mother. No other heirs. Nobody else. These are the only three. So the husband gets his half share. And then from the father and mother, of course, one male and one female, the mother gets 1/3. And the father gets 1/6. What's more? 1/3 or 1/6? 1/3. 1/3 is 2/6. So the father gets 1/6. A mother is getting 2/6. This is one example where the female is getting more. Now we're not going to go into all those details. I'm just showing you that Islam, Allah Ta'ala is full of adal, justice. Allah will never deprive any person. Then imagine if the man who is the breadwinner of the house, and he doesn't have any money. How difficult it is, for embarrassing for him. His humiliation he has to face, that he cannot bring something home. And therefore we always think, Mawlana, make dua, I get a job, man. Make dua, I get a job. You won't find the female asking you the dua. Because generally, the obligation is on who? On the male. So say, suppose a woman doesn't have a husband. Then whose duty it is? Her father, her brothers, other male members of her family, they are to support that woman. This is our Islam. So again, Allah Ta'ala, His words are absolutely true. And in Surah Nisa, treating near relations well, that's the topic discussed in Surah Nisa. The rights of orphans, ajeeb. Allah discussed the rights of orphans, and then after that, the rights of women. These two people, one hadith of Rasulullah, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allahumma inni uharriju haqqa al-da'ifain, al-mar'ati wal-yateen. Oh Allah, I deem sinful and wrong the person who usurps and abuses the rights of two people. Who? The orphan and the woman. Generally, because of the weaknesses, people take advantage. And therefore Allah subhanahu spoke a lot about the orphan, how we should treat the yatim properly, give him his share also correctly. Then even, especially the orphan girls, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about the injustice that a woman had to suffer before Islam. And now Islam came and gave her her rights. In Surah Nisa, prohibition of alcohol. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la taqrabu salata wa antum sukara. O believers, do not go near salat when you are intoxicated. The law, the prohibition of alcohol, khamar, did not come just one day. Alcohol is haram. No. Several verses came gradually, because this was something that the Arabs at that time in Jahiliyyah, they lived on. How we give our child tahniq? In some kitabs I've read, when the child is born, they give it the first tot. They give it the first sip of alcohol. The man who is in charge of the Kaaba, custodian, he is prepared to give away the key of the Kaaba just for one jar of wine. Allah Ta'ala gradually Allah sent down until finally Allah said, bas, now it is haram. And the moment when Allah said it is haram, then you find the gullies of Medina, the wine was being poured there. If the person had taken a sip of that wine, and then the law, he heard it, the ayat was revealed, he did not let it go down his throat. Immediately he spat it out. And this is sahaba. In fact, in one ayah today, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ Allah takes a qasam. Allah tells Rasulullah, by the qasam of your Rabb. That is, in Allah Ta'ala's name, Allah has taken a qasam. لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ They don't have iman. حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ Until they make you, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the arbitrator, فِيمَا شَدَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ In all the disputes. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتِ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا Then they have no misgivings. They have no doubts. They have no ill feelings. They've got no problems with whatever decision you have given. And they wholeheartedly accept your decision. This is what we need to do. Quran, Hadith, Sharia, Sunnah, Fatwa is given, wholeheartedly accept it. We make chuchira. One mufti will go to the next mufti and the third. And believe me, you'll find the answer that you want. We are playing games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not need us. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ Believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accept the Qur'an. Remember, right in the opening verse, Surah Baqarah, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ Iman, sirf janne ka naam nahi hai, balki manne ka naam hai. Iman is not just knowing something, but it is to accept wholeheartedly and believe in that. Then also the rules of tayammum has been mentioned in Surah Nisa. And trust amanat, inshallah, some other occasion we'll discuss that in detail. Accepting the decision of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And spreading rumors without justification, verification. Also, hijrah had been mentioned. Hijrah from Makkah to Medina. Allah Ta'ala discussed that also. So, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Nisa, issues related to women, the home, family, society, and women's rights. And the oppressive customs in the time of Jahiliyyah, inheritance laws was discussed. Allah safeguards the dignity of a woman Allah protects her chastity. Allah gives the rights of the husband also. And there's one verse, which again many people misunderstand. Ar-rijalu qawwamun ala nisa. Qawwamun is a very heavy word. What does it mean? That men are not bullies of their wives. Men are the caretakers of their wives. They are the overseers of their wife. They have to make sure their wife is comfortable. She's well looked after. And Allah also talks about a pious wife. What is the profile of a good wife? فَالصَّالِحَاتُ قَانِتَاتٌ حَافِظَاتٌ لِلْغَيْبِ بِمَا حَفِظَ اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a good wife. فَالصَّالِحَاتُ She is pious, she is righteous. قَانِتَات Obedient to Allah, obedient to her husband. Of course, in those matters, which is in conformance with Sharia. In Sharia, if anybody commands you, whether your parents or your ustad or your sheikh or any person, against the command of Allah, you don't obey them. لَا تَعَتَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ Here, an act which is in conformance with Sharia. So she's obedient to her husband. حَافِظَاتُ لِلْغَيْبِ In his absence, she is protective over herself and his wealth. Therefore, when hadith is mentioned, that who is the best of women? خَيْرُ النِّسَى أَفْضَلُ النِّسَاهُ That wife, whom when the husband looks at her, she pleases him. When he looks at her, he becomes happy. And when he commands her, she obeys him. And when he is not around, she protects him with regard to her chastity and his wealth. That is regarded to be the best woman. فَالصَّالِحَاتُ قَانِتَاتٌ حَافِظَاتُ لِلْغَيْبِ She is protective of herself and his wealth in his absence. How? بِمَا حَفِظَ اللَّهِ Due, because through the protection of Allah, Allah gave these females a certain himmat and tawfiq to protect themselves, their chastity. And they do not get enticed so easily as a man gets enticed. Allah special hifazit on them. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. There's so many verses, impossible to even give the gist of it. But inshallah, gradually, something must sink in. We have niyat to make, to understand what Allah ta'ala is saying and make amal. Inshallah, Allah will open the doors of hidayah for us. Simple. If you bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept the Quran, sunnah, the sharia, don't make chuchira and find objections and become influenced by the West. They give no shares to their wives. They have a different type of estate and winding up estate, and there's so much of injustice there. Islam is so pure. We should be happy and we should promote our inheritance to the world, our deen to the world. We have kept our Islam in the cupboard, we locked it, we're not displaying it by means of our character, our mu'amalat, our mu'asharat, and therefore we're not spreading the truth to the people who do not understand. May Allah give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq, make amal wa akhir dawan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin, subhanallah, subhanallah.